USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Kamala Harris told supporters that she's ending her bid for the 2020 Democratic presidential campaign, an abrupt close to a candidacy that held historic potential.
And over the last few days, I have come to one of the hardest decisions of my life. So here's the deal, guys. My campaign for president simply does not have the financial resources we need to continue. I'm not a billionaire. I can't fund my own campaign. And as the campaign has gone on, it has become harder and harder to raise the money we need to compete.
A senior campaign aide said Harris made the decision after discussing the path forward with her family over the Thanksgiving holiday. Harris suffered from what allies and critics viewed as an inconsistent pitch to voters. Her slogan, "For the People," referenced her career as a prosecutor, a record that was viewed skeptically by the party's most progressive voters. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
There's been a shooting in a Wisconsin school. For USA Radio Network, Tim Berg has that information.
Oshkosh, Wisconsin police say a school resource officer shot a 16-year-old student after being stabbed. Oshkosh Police Chief Dean Smith describes what they believe happened early in the investigation.
It was determined that there was an altercation at the SRO's office between the officer and a 16-year-old student. Initial reports saw that the student produced a weapon and stabbed the officer, at which time the officer fired on the student, striking the student one time.
It was the second straight day that a school resource officer shot a student during a confrontation at a Wisconsin high school.
Cyber Monday shoppers spent a record $9.4 billion online, up 19.7% from a year ago, according to data released by Adobe Analytics. The numbers got a boost from late-night shoppers. Between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., consumers spent over $2.9 billion online, nearly a third of the day's total revenue. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a new report on our life expectancy, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds life expectancy in America dropped to 78.6 years as of 2017. It reverses a steady increase that ended with a peak of 78.9 years in 2014. Researchers pointing to an increase in drug overdoses, suicides, obesity, and alcohol-related illnesses that are quickly cutting down people who should have been in the prime of their lives. Between the ages of 25 and 64, many of those excess deaths happening in the Ohio Valley and New England for some reason. I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. Representative Duncan Hunter admitted to misusing campaign funds at a hearing in a San Diego federal court, bringing to an end his fight against criminal charges that he had claimed were politically motivated. Prosecutors charged that Hunter and his wife converted and stole more than $250,000 in campaign funds for their own use over a period of several years. That included campaign cash for family trips to Hawaii and Thanksgiving in Italy, even $1,500 for video games. Prosecutors said Hunter also used campaign money to finance romantic flings with lobbyists and congressional aides. Hunter said, quote, "I failed to monitor and account for my campaign spending. I made a number of mistakes, and that's what today is all about." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.